The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Big news this morning from hVIVO, where it has secured what it describes as a landmark contract, the world's first Phase 3 human challenge trial in whooping cough, positioning the group at the forefront of the next generation vaccine development while materially strengthening its medium-term revenue visibility. Joining me now to talk through the significant news is CEO Mo Khan. Mo, great to see you again.
Great to see you too. Thank you for having me on.
Well, first of all, congratulations on this announcement. A world's first, a pivotal Phase 3 human challenge trial for Iliad's whooping cough vaccine candidate. Can you tell us more about this milestone and what this represents for hVIVO?
Absolutely. So this has been in the books for a while now, to be honest with you, Martin. I think we signed the letter of intent in January of last year. So it's been in the pipeline and we're just waiting for it to be fully contracted. And I'm pleased to say that today we've signed the full contract. And in my opinion, this has three major impacts. So one is the trial itself, secondly on hVIVO, and thirdly on the human challenge trial market overall. So the trial itself is the world's first Phase 3 pivotal trial for this indication. The client has already spoken to several regulators and have got their, not approval, but at least buy-in that to run a human challenge trial and use that data as an efficacy data for pivotal Phase 3 setting, which will be the world's first. So that's absolutely a huge milestone. It means that patients will potentially get access to this much-needed vaccine sooner than otherwise. Secondly, for hVIVO, well, it's probably the most significant trial that we have ever signed, at least since I've been here, which is over 4 years now. It will be monetarily the largest in contract size. It's also the largest number of subjects or participants we will inoculate in a given study. So if, for us, it is a big deal. There's no doubt about that. And thirdly, also, I think for the human challenge trial market itself, the fact that a regulator has said okay for a company to run a human challenge trial as a pivotal Phase 3 trial could open doors for other sponsors, biotechs or pharma industry, to run these type of trials. So very pleased to have got this signed and looking forward to running it.
So why has Iliad decided to use human challenge trial to generate the necessary efficacy data for its Phase 3 program?
Well, the other alternative really is to do a traditional field-based Phase 3 trial. But considering the relatively low incidence of whooping cough and also the very sporadic and unpredictable incidence of this disease, it's very difficult to do this in field. It will take many, many years and economically almost make it impossible to do this. So that's why they had an out-of-a-box idea to run it as a human challenge trial where effectively they will reduce the timelines, lower the cost, and get the drug to patients much, much earlier. And it also, to a certain extent, guarantees the fact that they will have patients that could prevent the disease through the inoculation process. And when they looked at the market, we are probably the only commercial organization that could run this type of trial, considering our depth of running almost 50 human challenge trials and inoculating 5,000 patients in the trials to date. So relatively speaking, there's no one else that could take this on. And so very pleased that Iliad selected us. And we have been working with them for a while already, setting up several assays. So it's great to see this contract finally signed and start the major portion of the work.
So is this the beginning? I mean, is there potential for future in the future for more of these Phase 3 human challenge trials?
I don't want to kind of make too much of a big deal out of this, but absolutely, you're right. It sets a precedent with the regulators in the utility of human challenge trials going forward. But it will be on a case-by-case basis. I think for the more kind of high incidence indications like influenza and RSV, which can be run in the field, less so. But for relatively low incident type of indications, I think there is a higher chance that human challenge trials can be used. So it does open doors, but it's too early to say at the moment.
Okay. Now, we've spoken a lot about the amazing facility you have down there at Canary Wharf, but is it actually set up and ready to go for bacterial trials?
That's a good point. So, at our old facility, we had no capabilities to run any bacterial assays. All of our human challenge trials to date have been viral challenge trials. And when we moved to Canary Wharf, we established a bacterial lab. And over the last 12 months, since we signed the letter of intent with ILiAD, we have actually been working together in establishing the several assays required to cater for this bacterial study. And that is already in place. So to your point, yes, we can conduct the study from a patient recruitment point of view using our FluCamp platform. We can treat the patients in our facilities, and we will be performing all the microbiology assays at the Canary Wharf bacterial laboratory.
So when will the trial start, and how does this impact revenue visibility going forward? I think that's what investors really want to know.
Yes, and that's not lost on me at all, Martin. Absolutely. So the trial will start this year. We expect to recognize the major portion of the revenue from this trial in 26 and 27, although it will probably go on to 2028. This does improve our short to mid-term visibility. I just want to add that this trial was included in the guidance that we provided early this year. So this was expected. But on the back of this, we do hope to continue to sign more challenge trials.
Well, Mo, thank you for your time. This is genuinely a significant contract, both scientifically and commercially, and reinforces hVIVO's leadership in human challenge trials and highlighting the increased role these studies could play in accelerating global vaccine development. So, congratulations, and I'm really looking forward to f future updates.
I could not put it better myself. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.